Log Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm very excited to have as our guest today Maria Hall. And she has become a dear friend and is actually our firstborn certified path coach. She was the first to step up and is the first one across the finish line for our program. And Maria, congratulations. That is just a huge accomplishment.
Thank you, Laurie Beth. I know I'm just real excited about it.
Yeah. Well, now, how did you hear about all of this? How did you get involved?
Well, I had read several of your books. When I had my insurance agency, I'm going to try to be short with this. When I had my insurance agency back in the late 90s, early 2000, I read your first book, Jesus CEO, and that just really helped me and encouraged me to bring the Spirit into my business. And then I worked on the Path Book. And then the most recent, I read your Four Elements of Success back in 2007. And that's when I went to take my pet profile online, and lo and behold, there was a train-the-trainer program you had. So I went to Arizona in July of 07, went through my training, and there I actually met the master coach, Dave Cowan, who teaches all of the path coaching courses, and they were just starting in the beta of that. And I was so intrigued by it that I signed up for the full training program when the second class started in the fall of 07. And did all my courses.
Mm-hmm. How many courses? Tell us a little bit about the process.
Well, the path coach training, there's so once they complete the five,
five
courses, yeah, so there's the five courses, then you can follow through with the certification process, which I did do, and then you have 6 months of certification, just deeper learning, broader learning of the coaching concepts. And the thing that I love the best is that you get to coach, you know, with your classmates, but also coach with clients while you're going through that process. So you're learning and doing all at the same time.
And I remember just recently you had to do your practice coaching on Shelley Buckner, who's the president of our company, and Dave Cowan.
Yeah, that was it was a blast. It really, really was. I was a little nervous. How can you not be nervous when you're going to coach the master coach? And the president of Laurie Beth Jones is the observer. But, you know, I prayed a lot about that one that morning, and God just told me to show up, and that's what I did. So it was just, you know, fun to be able to do it. The more I coach, the more I love coaching, and what a gift it is, and what a blessing it is, you know, for me personally as a coach, but then when I get to see people discovering some things for themselves, things that maybe have been deep down inside of their heart that they've been wanting to do and trying to figure out a way to do. It's just such a rewarding type of job. It's not even a job. You know, it's kind of a fantasy. It's just really great. Trying to explain it to my husband sometimes, and he just rolls his eyes because he just doesn't get as excited about things as I do. He just kind of goes with the flow. He's the water. I get excited about everything.
Now, how has coaching, you know, it's a skill set that is taught, and at the same time, the people who are going through it say that it's transformed them and is transforming them. How did it change you?
What it changed for me was in my previous experience in being a trainer and doing some different things as a business owner, I always felt that, you know, I had to be a fix-it kind of person. And coaching allows you to learn a skill set that allows you to help people fix themselves, because they're really not broken in that sense. I mean, everyone is born a creation, a great creation. They're already great. But along the way in life, just different things, they've taken on different things that may or may not be them. So for me, that skill set of helping people, helping uncover that with people, because it's kind of a collaboration. So they're not hiring me to fix them. they're having me come in to help them discover the things that they want for themselves, discover what's true for themselves, and discover how to live more fully and be that person. So it helped me do all of those things for myself. So if I never coached a person ever, and I just had these skills to help me be a better communicator of people, a better listener of people, a better appreciator of people, and to hold myself in the high esteem that God already holds me in, then I've come huge progress. I mean, that just for me was huge. But the fact that I get to play and do that with other people is amazing. It really is a wonderful experience.
When I look at the curriculum that has been developed, and there's the basics of coaching, and then we go into the tenets from Jesus Life Coach of focus, balance, productivity, and fulfillment, and then the skill sets that are around that, like deep listening, or can you share some of the coursework topics that were unusual?
For me, the things that kind of hit with me, the deep listening, and this is where we take listening from just what someone is saying to the whole surroundings, to utilizing your intuition and the things of the spirit that are in you and what the Holy Spirit's telling you of the circumstance and the situation. So that deep listening and really getting in tune with that, and how that intuition is so powerful, and how that shows up in people's lives, and just looking for it and the awareness of it. So heightened awareness of just all your surroundings and everything that is happening as a client comes and shares something, an issue they may have going on in their life, you know, helping them dig deeper into that and getting in touch with their intuition as well of the situation. The whole idea of balance and the fact that for you to have balance in your life, you need to be moving. And so I always thought of balance in the past of being something where you stop and you get yourself balanced, right? But it's not.
Right.
The balance is all about movement and going. It's just what direction are you going in? What are the things that you're bringing with you and that? And how are you carrying it all while you're moving? So it's not about stopping. Stopping to rest is a different thing, but it is about moving. And that was another big aha and awareness for me. And then the fulfillment part and the celebration and really looking each day to look for something great that's happened in that day, things for you to celebrate. Because so many times I tend to be a workaholic and an overachiever, and you get so focused on those things, on accomplishing, that you forget to celebrate all the little things along the way that made it possible, that got you there. And as we work on, you know, the path and helping people with their path, what are the little A's that are going to get them to that big, you know, vision that they have? And then once they're there, then it's not done, because then there's another vision, there's other things. So we're always in motion, always moving, and celebrating it all along the way really helps you have a fulfilled life. And then things that may be what you consider a success changes. And it's just the fact of who was there along with you on the ride.
Oh,
what did you get to experience in the ride?
What's a recent celebration that you had for yourself that you consciously stopped and said, okay, I need to celebrate this?
Okay. This is going to be one that maybe will sound like you celebrated that, but it is, and it's kind of a sad one. My mother-in-law passed away about 3 weeks ago, and, you know, we got to spend about a month together while she was sick, and, you know, all of our family did, and I just treasure those very special moments that we had together. And she knew that her time was coming. We didn't know at the time. Now, as I look back, I can see that every conversation we had, there was a meaning and a purpose behind it. But I think the thing that I celebrated the most was in her last few minutes of life, I got to sit there and sing with her. And singing is something that is a gift that God's given me, and I'm learning how to walk in that and how I'm going to use my singing. And, you know, we've kidded about the fact that I said I was going to be a singing coach.
Right.
And so the fact that I sang her through and let what if you would have told me that a year and a half ago, I said, there's no way I won't be able to do that.
Wow.
To be in that place that I was so blessed that God blessed me, and I celebrated that I got to do that with her, and that I was there singing with her on my side, and as she passed into eternity, there was an angelic host that welcomed her there. And that was a huge celebration for me, and I'm just so thankful. And like I said, it was a very sad thing, but I took myself out of the sadness and put myself in the place of, what does God want me to do right now in this situation?
Mm. Oh, that brought tears to my eyes. That's just, that's beautiful. What greater calling could there be than to stand at the gate with someone like that and use your gift and not succumb to your own emotions, but to be part of the eternal process?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is beautiful. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
So what is next for you? How do you see yourself moving forward with this new skill set?
Well, I have in my business, it's called Ignite Consultants Plus. I do workshops. I have some Ignite Communication workshops, which uses the Path Elements profile as a foundation, as a base of the training, and then offers follow-up accountability and coaching sessions all around learning how to be a better communicator and a better listener of situations and things. And so having those workshops, I'm a member of our local Chamber of Commerce and really working with them to offer this to their members. And also doing my coaching with the business clients that I have, because I use coaching as a way to really help the business owner connect to what they want in their business and to help them accomplish the things, you know, to be there to collaborate with them so that they can kind of have a business that's serving them versus them serving their business. Because I think that happens. It's a trap. I was in that trap. Oh, my gosh. I was caught in that trap when I was a business owner. And I got to the point of after 3 or 4 years saying, you know, why is this so much work? Or how can this be so much work? I'm hiring more people. You know, why is it more work as I hire more people? So there is a trap that we fall into, and there's some things that we have to let go of and we have to surrender. And when you're a business owner and you think you're at it all alone, you know, there's just a lot of things that you start to carry yourself, and just learning to let go of those things and figuring out what's really important and how to really use the gifts of the people that you surround yourself with your employees that you have, or do you have to go find some employees that can help you, you know, with the challenges you may have or the opportunity areas you may have. And then I also have some group coaching that I do to offer affordable coaching to people as well with a new company that I'm affiliated with as well. So lots of things going on as I look at, you know, stepping out boldly in 2010 with my business.
Well, it's just so wonderful to hear the enthusiasm in your voice and to know that you have this skill set. How many hours of training did you go through, hours of training and coaching combined?
Hours of training and coaching through the PATH certification process itself?
Right.
Okay, through all of our training. 120 hours are our classroom, the classroom hours, you know, the classes that we do virtual, which I think is great as well. It just offers so many more people the opportunity to be involved. And then all of...
Oh, we just have one more minute.
About 200.
About 200. There you go, 200. There's a number. Press her and it
about
comes
200.
Out. Give or take, but who's counting?
Yeah.
Well, that is just a lifetime of learning, really. And Maria, again, congratulations. You are indeed our firstborn, and I will always remember you for that. And go forth in the world and do good, singing and blessing people, as I know you do, no matter what you're doing. So thank you so much for this time, and thanks to the listeners and the people who will hear this recording through eternity. Blessings to you, Maria.
Thank you, Lori Beth.
All right, have a great day.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.